They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
What is the story with film director Paul Schrader and Lindsay Lohan? They've pioneered a form of rehab, you might say, that even intrigues the land of the Betty Ford Clinic Hollywood. The Canyons, written by Bret Easton Ellis and directed by Schrader, does not describe a place for drying out from substance abuse. It's a new film for a star who can't get an insurance policy from a studio and a director who can't get a studio budget.
What are you doing?
I was just looking for my phone.
Did you find it?
Christian, yes. Why is my phone in your drawer? Yeah, Christian, why was...
Find it!
Christian, why was my phone...
I know about you and Ryan! I trusted you, and you lied to me! You lied!
Please.
A portrait of the aimless Hollywood youth culture. The making of The Canyons is a story in itself of the power of social media, crowdsourced funding, and a film that, despite all the difficulties in making it, says director Paul Schrader, still wanted to be born.
We just set out to explore the new paradigm. We had both been frustrated by films falling apart, and I just said to Bret, you write it, I'll direct it, we'll pay for it. And everything we did for the first time for me, you know, the way it was conceived and financed and cast and made and promoted and then now released was all through social media. We raised money on Kickstarter. We cast on Let It Cast. And it opens on August 2nd, you know, through all the VOD platforms.
Lindsay Lohan, why did she want to do this? What was the collaboration like?
We had offered her a cameo, and she read the script and said, I don't want to play the smaller role. I'd like to play the lead. Because of her public difficulties, it's hard for her to work because she can't get insured. But that didn't matter to us because
right.
We weren't going to use insurance anyway because it was our own money. And if you can't take a chance with your own money, when can you take a chance? So, Bret and Braxton Pope and I each had about $30,000 in this plus the Kickstarter money. And, if Lindsay had gotten arrested or something, we would have just lost that money. And it seemed like a good chance for us to take, you know, because she really does have that magic thing, that thing that, you know, you can't take your eyes off of her. And she is our partner. She owns one-fourth of the film. So she made the film for $100 a day because that's what we were doing. But she'll get and already has gotten a $250,000 deferment, and she's a quarter owner of the movie. So she will be made whole quite nicely.
You also cast James Dean, the porn star, in this film. I'm wondering, who was it easier to get to do the sex scenes that the script required, James Dean or Lindsay Lohan?
Well, the sex scenes, you know, were nothing beyond what would be normal in an R-rated film. So it's not an explicit film that way.
Right.
The shooting of the sex scenes was very wearing on Lindsay, primarily because James had brought along a couple of his friends because it was a scene with four people in it. This is the first time she was doing a scene like this, and they do this for a living. And to them, it was a lark, you know. It says, you know, let's do a sex scene without any sex in it. You know, what a goof that will be. And for her, she was terrified. So it was, a stressful evening.
And will she work with you again, do you think?
Well, I'd love to work with her again. You know, I mean, she's got more important things to do right now. You know, she's got to rebuild her reputation as a reliable performer. And she's taken a few years to get this unreliable reputation. It's probably taken another year to get rid of it, and we're all hoping she can.
You describe that this story is about something you refer to as the post-porn generation. Explain.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a generation away from Brett. Brett's a generation away from these kids in the movie. I couldn't really write about these kids, but Brett knows about them. It's, you know, kind of about the hookup generation of Blender and Grindr. And kids who were raised in the sea of readily accessible pornography and of social media. And, you know, that changes one's psychological ecosystem.
And your ecosystem began in Western Michigan. We both grew up in the same town, Grand Rapids, Michigan. You went to a Christian Reformed high school. I was in maybe the slightly more secular but still very conservative East Grand Rapids, the suburb. You've done a number of stories that are about growing up in a repressed sexual environment and breaking out of that. In many ways, this is a culmination of a lot of issues that you've been dealing with for your entire career.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of strange. It doesn't feel like an old guy movie to me. It feels like very much a movie of this moment. You know, I described this film to the cast when we had our first reading. I said, this is a story about some 20-something Angelenos who went to a movie, and the theater closed, but they stayed in line because they had nowhere else to go. And that kind of generation, these kids who are making movies but really don't care about movies that much, and kids who are hooking up but don't seem to care about hooking up that much. My generation was, you know, let's change the world. Brett's generation was, let's make some money. And this generation is, to some degree, let's make some money but not have any fun.
Sounds fascinating. What's the next gig for Paul Schrader?
I'm going to do something with Nicolas Cage that hasn't been announced yet. So that will be a more conventional kind of independent film.
Paul Schrader, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Paul Schrader is the director of the new film The Canyons, which is in limited release, available through video on demand today. Coming up, a look at the controversial law that mandates that people living with severe mental illnesses be given mandatory outpatient treatment, and a mother who says the law may have saved her son's life.
I'm sure that he would rather be living on the street with bloody feet than living at home, being functional.
A look at Kendra's law and why it's being deemed a success. That's next on The Takeaway. Stay with us.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention. Dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.